as I fly like oak leaves, caught in a gust of wind. My heart beats fast as a clickety-clack, like a train going round a bend. I call that loving up a storm. I said that's loving up a storm. Well, it's good for you, honey. It won't do you no harm.
Welcome, everyone, to Tupacast, episode 10, the very first podcast of the year 2010. I'm your host, Christopher, and with me is my lovely co-host, Sarah.
Hi. Couldn't redo that.
And with me is my lovely co-host, Sarah.
How you doing? Just kidding.
Okay, so how was your week, Sarah?
Different.
The first 6 days of 2010.
It's been lovely.
How's your resolutions going? Since in the last podcast you said they would all be gone by the second day.
No, I didn't say mine were.
I said everybody's.
Most people's. I'm still doing good with my resolutions.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too. Do you have any weekly news? I have two small bits. One, I learned that a guy I work with has a dog that knows how to open the... They have a heating stove that burns off wood, and the dog knows how to open the door and drag a piece of wood over and throw it in there and close the door whenever
really?
It gets cold. Yeah, he said that he does it all by himself, like when it gets cold.
All by himself without telling him to go get the wood?
Well, that's how he made it sound. Maybe he tells him, but the dog does it, and then he said if it gets... This is in their garage or barn. And when it gets too hot, the dog will go outside, sit outside for a while till it cools, till he gets cool again, and he comes back inside.
Wow. Smart dog?
Yeah.
What breed?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And another side note, one of the guys I work with, I found out, is also interested in kayaking. So I may have a kayaking buddy.
Really?
Yeah, and he's a guy that moved from California, so.
Is he a surfer dude?
I don't know. I think he's been surfing, but he's not a surfer dude.
I'm joking. From California, moved to Little Edna.
Yeah, I know. Same thing because of his wife's family.
Wow.
Yeah. He moved maybe 6 months or so before we did. But he's pretty cool.
Cool. I guess mine could be then, since you brought up the dog thing, that we have a new lovely dog.
That's right, we do. Real lovely. You want to tell them about him?
Yeah.
So our dog Chewy, Pekingese?
Yes, he's a little Pekingese. Still a puppy.
Ugly.
I don't know. Some people think they're the cutest things, and other people...
Those people are crazy.
But I normally don't like little foo-foo dogs, and I think that's what he looks like, because he's got long hair.
And a smush face.
Flat face, but he looks exactly like Chewbacca.
No.
That's why I call him Chewy.
No.
Yes, he does.
He looks like two hillbilly Ewoks had an inbred child.
No.
And then that child ran into the wall like 5 times.
Christopher, and that's mean. No, he's growing on me a little bit.
He stinks bad.
And I've already given him 2 baths.
But... Hey, if any listeners know how to cure dog stinkiness... And I guess it's because he's outside, and then when he comes inside, he just stinks. And he's in the room for 5 seconds, and the whole room stinks. It seriously makes you want to throw up or jump out a window. It's horrible. So if anybody knows how to make that go away, please. Please help me. It's horrible. But Ariana loves him.
Yeah, she tells him, Mommy, don't you think he's the cutest puppy ever? So
we have to lie.
He is cute.
He's cute in the way that naked mole rats are cute.
Stop. No, he's gentle with her. He's a sweet dog. Well behaved. We don't have such good luck with dogs here at this house.
Dogs keep getting out.
So we kind of have him on a trial basis right now.
We used to have a lab when we first moved here. And apparently during the day, he would get out of the fence and go run around the neighborhood, taking shoes, all kind of stuff.
Pillows.
And then he would come back and get inside the fence. So when we got home, he was in the yard, and we never knew he was getting out.
Yeah, the neighbors hated us for a while.
Until we talked to one of the neighbors, and she's like, "Oh yeah, your dog gets out all the time and comes over and plays with my dogs." I'm like, "What? He gets out?"
And the dog catcher got him one time because he had chewed his collar off, and then he got out, and so they took him in. We had to bail him out.
He didn't stink like Chewy does.
Until he got sprayed by the skunk.
He got sprayed by a skunk. Yeah.
So maybe this dog will have better luck, little foo-foo Chewy.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about him getting sprayed by a skunk because they'll take one look at his face and just run away. Oh, I did notice one thing listening to a new song that is a pet peeve of mine, and I was wondering if anybody could explain it. You know how bands or singers will cover other songs? Okay, what I don't understand is when a female singer or a male singer covers a song by the opposite sex. Like a female singer singing a song that was originally sung by a man. And in the lyrics, it says something about, well, I'm a man and I do this. But when the female singer sings it, she doesn't change it. She sings it, well, I'm a man. It doesn't make any sense. And then same with, like if there's a male singer and he's singing, like a big cover and it's from, a female. It's like, us girls do this. And then they'll leave it in there as like he's saying, us girls do this. You know what I'm talking about?
If he's covering the song, what song are you thinking about?
Well, the one I just heard is Joan Jett singing Do You Want to Touch Me, and in the opening it says something about I'm a man something, and but she should have changed it to say I'm a woman or I'm a girl or something. It's just freaky.
That would be changing the lyrics.
Yeah, but she's singing a song and saying I'm a man when it's a woman. Anyway, I think that's just sloppy. Anyway, if any listeners out there know what I'm talking about, help me out because it bugs me. I don't understand why they don't change it. Since we're talking about listeners, if anybody wants to email us, we haven't gotten emails yet, so I didn't want anybody to think that we're not reading them, like we're snobs or anything. We just haven't got any. So if you email us any, we'll read them.
Please.
I'm not begging or anything, but I just was thinking about today, and I was like, I wonder if people think that we're getting...
That sounds pathetic.
No, but if you listen to 10 podcasts and they never read an email, you might think, hey man, they don't appreciate the emails. We just haven't got...
We just haven't got any, so please write.
We haven't got any, so I just want you to know that if you do send us some, we will read it. Do you have any other news?
No.
Okay, well, we saw Julie and... Is it Julie and Julia? Or Julie and Julie? Julie and Julia.
Julie and Julia.
We saw Julie and Julia this past week or so. What were your thoughts on that?
It was hard to watch it because we had to pause it 100 times. Babies crying in between and stuff, so we had to kind of watch it in segments. But I liked it. I thought it was cute. Meryl Streep was really good as Julia Child. She played the character of Julia Child. And I thought her mannerism and everything, she was just like Julia Child. So that was neat. It was kind of two movies in one, I guess, because it showed Meryl Streep as Julia.
I've never really watched Julia Child. I've never really watched Julia Child's, so I can't say whether or not Meryl Streep did a good job. I just don't know. But the part that was kind of interesting to me is I liked the story where the girl was writing the blog. And I thought it was good timing because we watched it just before New Year's. And, you'd mentioned that you're going to try to write more like on a blog. And I've got new projects starting this year. So it's kind of neat to watch that and sort of be inspired a little, be motivated a little bit to, thought that's kind of neat.
Yeah. The movie's kind of it's based on a true story. There was looked it up.
Julia Childs is real?
No, the Julie girl, whoever Amy Adams played.
Yes, actually, she has another book. I think it just came out in November.
Yeah, but there's a real girl that actually did that.
Went
through her cookbook and wrote a blog,
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Year.
And so it was kind of an adaptation, I guess, of those two books, Julia Child's memoir and hers.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat.
That's kind of neat. It'd almost work as if it was just two different movies.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if it'd be
in
enough.
In places it was a little slow, but...
Yeah.
Overall, I think it was cute.
Well, good.
Had a good message.
Would you recommend that to other...
Yeah, it had a good message. It was good.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. You can do anything. We also, we kind of watched the Chipmunks movie.
I
watched
it.
Yeah, so Ariana wanted to watch it, and then she left the room and went and played, and I ended up watching the whole thing. My thoughts are not good. They made Dave Thomas, I think that's, is it Dave Thomas? No, Dave Seville.
Dave Seville.
They made Dave Seville look like a total jerk. And, okay.
This is the first Chipmunk movie.
This is the first Chipmunk movie. And when he gets the chipmunks and they start talking, the first thing he does is throw them out of his house. Who on this planet would find talking chipmunks and immediately throw them out of the house? I don't want anything to do with you. Get out. Stupid.
That's a little freaky.
No, it's stupid. Nobody would do that. Nobody.
If you had a little chipmunk right there outside of the tree.
Do you know how awesome that would be?
I wanted to come in and start talking to you.
Do you know how awesome that would be? That would be the...
You wore a little red t-shirt.
That would be... No, he made the shirts for him.
Oh, I missed that part.
That would be the coolest thing ever.
Well, he doesn't sound such like a bad guy. He'd be...
No, he's cool a jerk. T-shirts. He's a jerk. And then he's rude to him. And I know it's like his character development. At the end, he becomes a dad. But come on, stupid. He was just a jerk. And in the cartoon, he was so loving to him and everything. You know, he always yelled at Alvin, but who wouldn't? But, oh, man. I got to kind of edit some of that out. I got to carry away.
Yeah, tearing apart the chipmunk movie there. They're being a little harsh.
Well, I thought the chipmunks themselves were pretty cute. I was kind of nervous. I liked the cartoon. I thought they were going to be crap. But they were pretty good. They were funny. But the story itself was so cliched, so boring. It's like they don't even really try. Even though it's for kids, they could try to put a little bit of originality into it, but... I have to admit, I do want to see the Squeakquel just to see the Chipettes and see how they introduce them.
That's cute.
Dave still looks like a total jerk.
Well, it sounds like I missed a great movie there.
Oh, yeah, you missed a great one. I mean, seriously, if you saw Talking Chipmunks, would you immediately go, get out of the house?
No.
No.
I'd put them in a cage and take them to the circus.
Exactly. No. That's what we would all do.
I would take them to the circus.
Let's see. Oh, we also... I'd put them on YouTube.
Yeah.
We also saw The Hangover. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, we watched quite a lot of quite a few movies.
Well, for us.
For us, that's quite a few.
Yeah,
we always over the Christmas holidays.
Yeah. What'd you think of The Hangover?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of a.
You ready to let the dogs out? So the guy at work that gave me the movie to watch. We watched it, and the next day I came into work, and it was real busy. And I said, hey, you ready to let the dogs out? And it was really busy, and for like 3 days I kept saying it to him every time I saw him. And he thought I was talking about because it was so busy that, it was like, are you ready to, like, get to work? And then today he finally was like, oh, you're talking about the movie. And I was like, yeah, man, I've been saying it for 3 days.
Ready to let the dogs out.
So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was full of raunchy humor and all that, but... It was pretty funny.
The funny part was, I can't repeat it, but when the Asian guy, they meet the Asian guy in the desert, and he kind of does some vulgar things that are pretty funny. Sarah was like, oh my gosh. And
I wasn't expecting it.
Well, it was funny because I've worked at a lot of places. I worked at grocery stores. I worked at Kmart. I've worked at university. So I've worked with the whole spectrum of people, male and female. And a lot of these places, some of these guys you work with, they're just like those guys that are in that. They're just like the guys that are in that movie. So I wasn't shocked by any of it. I've seen real people do all of that stuff. So it was funny, but it was funny watching Sarah go, what? And it's just to
well,
me,
I wasn't
I was
expecting
like,
that. You weren't either on that part. Yeah.
I've seen guys at work do all of that.
Really? Jump out naked of a trunk of a car?
Of course. All the time. Yeah. You'd be surprised how often that happens at work.
Well, I thought it was good. I liked the interaction between the people. They all. It was always. I like because it was. I mean, it told like a story that's been. They make movies about that all the time, kind of like a bachelor party gone bad or something. But it was kind of like a mystery.
Yeah, it kind of reveals itself as it goes along.
So I like that they did it that way.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. The one thing I remember when it came out, people were saying that Mike Tyson was really good in it, and Mike Tyson this, but.
That was good for Mike Tyson.
Well, he didn't do anything. I mean, well, he was just himself. Like, how's that good? I don't know why that deserves any kind of praise. They didn't praise his bodyguard, and his bodyguard was better than him. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was good for Mike Tyson.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't...
The guy can hardly talk. It was good.
I don't know. I just think if you're just getting by, you shouldn't be praised. You should be praised for doing something more than you're expected to, not just talking. Okay, so now we're going to have a special segment. We have a book review by Sarah Tupa, and the book review is The the House of Night series.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. This is a series that I heard about from a lady I work with, so I bought some for Sarah for her birthday, and she has read them, and now she's going to tell all of you her thoughts on House of Night. Is it House of Night or The House of Night?
House of Night.
House of Night. Take it away.
Well, like you said, this was a gift. I didn't know anything about it. The books, never heard of them or anything. But I guess they're somewhat similar to the Twilight series.
Are they better?
I don't know. They're kind of
Are they written better?
No, they're kind of the same style. It's meant for younger readers.
So, we should say these books are about vampires, right?
Yes, it's about it's a 16-year-old Zoe Redbird, and she's going through a change.
Is she a Native American?
Yeah, she's a Native American.
Are most of the people in it Native American?
No,
or just,
her and her grandma.
Does that have anything to do with, is she like an outsider because of that, or is that just...
Something kind of like, just like Twilight thing, she's kind of felt like an outsider.
Do the vampires sparkle? Or glitter?
No,
or whatever?
They don't. Yeah. But they can go into the sun, but it hurts really bad. It hurts their eyes.
Oh, it hurts their eyes? That's it, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, so I think if you like Twilight series, you'd like it. But it's a lot more, it's a little bit more out there.
What do you mean out there? Like aliens?
No. I liked it because it did reference like current pop culture things. Like it talks about Gossip Girls and it compares different characters to people and mention different...
Well, won't that date it like in a couple
will.
Years?
Well, later on, yeah. There's also a gay vampire there. So there's like, you know, the homosexuality and all that's all through it. So it's a little more... It's a little different, I guess, from Twilight. A lot more sexual references. The two authors are PC and Kristen Cass. It's a mother and daughter team. And I guess the mom gets the daughter's point of view, a younger point of view. And she uses her to make sure it's written to sound like a real teenager
would. That's a good idea.
So the language fits like what high schools are now, like, which is really bad because, you know.
Does it say stuff like, yo, yo, man, this vampire be tripping?
No. Yeah, because that's so current.
That'd be awesome. I'm a writer.
No, but yeah, so it sounds real current, kind of, you know, and I guess it's true to life, basically, for high schools now, which is scary because, you know, there's a lot more sexual references, and they handle a lot of different diversity, like with races and stuff, and like I said, homosexuality. And it's very pro-pagan, I think, and more anti-Christian, I guess, in parts of it. But then in the fourth book, they kind of brought in the Catholics, and the Catholics were good. And so, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it for young readers or anything like that. But meant for younger readers. But
well, how young do you think? Like high school kids? Or
I don't know. Definitely not preteens. It's meant for high schoolers, I guess. But the whole thing with the paganism, it's heavily pagan. And
well, who do you think it's written for? Teenagers?
Yeah. Definitely for teenagers.
I see.
And that's what's scary, because I guess a lot of it seems kind of shocking to think, you know, about young kids reading that stuff. But
that's their life now?
But it is, and I guess in the high school, I mean, that's what they see.
Yeah, it's a little different now.
Yeah, and then, like, they see worse than that in Gossip Girl, I guess, and shows like that. But, yeah, it wasn't like that when we went to school, so.
No.
I mean, it's something definitely. I wouldn't like Ariana reading, you know, if she was a teenager, but times have changed. We're old.
Ariana will be reading Beverly Cleary until she's 20. Super fudge all the way. Well, that ties in with our main topic tonight, which is the things no one had ever told you about being a parent but should have. We are going to share with you some things that we have learned as parents that might help those of you who are just becoming parents or thinking about it, and some stuff that just might help you out that we didn't know.
Oh, well, I don't have any like practical tips like parenting 101 or anything like that. Do you?
I don't have any tips, but I have things to look out for.
Oh, mine's just thoughts about parenting.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go first. One thing you should know about having kids is when you're sick, tough.
Yeah.
Because let me take a step back. Our kids are both very, very young, so some of these won't apply if you know, once they're older. But we're talking about like younger kids.
Okay. The survival years.
If you're sick, nobody cares. because you still have to take care of those kids. And if you have two of them, it's even worse because you got to take care of two kids, so you won't get any sleep. So it's very, very hard to...
So, tip one, don't take NyQuil at night, like I did the other night.
Do not
you
take...
have to get up and take care of a baby. But no, you can't be sick. Don't take in NyQuil. You can't take, sleeping.
You can't, it's, yeah, you can't, you don't get any sleep. You can't take medicine that puts you to sleep because you cannot go to sleep because you have to feed the baby. So there you go, FYI. If you plan on having kids and you do tend to get sick,
take your vitamins.
Have a backup. Have someone handy that you can hand the kids off to. Okay, that's tip number one.
Great tip.
For those of you keeping track. Start taking vitamins now. What's yours?
Well, like I said, I don't have like tips like that.
What do you got?
Like, don't take NyQuil. Or Benadryl for me. That knocks me out. Mine was something I didn't realize before having kids. I mean, I knew I always wanted to have kids, and I never heard about what I call is momnesia, which happens when you're pregnant and you start forgetting things. Because I used to have a really good memory. I still can think I have a better than average memory. But
no,
it's definitely
no comment.
Gone. It's definitely better than average. I still can remember way back. But
no comment.
You know, you used to say I had a memory like an elephant.
You used to.
And I still do, but it's not as good.
It's selective.
It's above average.
It's selective. You remember some things, and I could tell you right now, and you'll forget in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I call that momnesia because that literally happened when I was
sure,
pregnant.
Sure, it's not just getting old.
No, it has to do with pregnancy and the hormones and all that. And a coworker told me this back when I was pregnant with our second child. She was new, and I was taking her out on some to see clients, and I was just passing the streets and the things. And she told me, in a way, your brain literally shrinks when you're pregnant, and it kind of stays that way until they're like 2 years old or so. So
really?
You actually lose brain cells. But no, momnesia, it's like you just got so much on your brain that you can't, so many things going on in your head that, yeah, I forget a lot more. Like after I came back from maternity leave, I went back to work.
That.
No, I forgot.
Because there are some people that are so busy in their lives, they don't just randomly
it's
forget
different.
Stuff.
It's different.
It's your
with
hormones.
Kids. No, it's different with kids. Yeah, I guess. That's something to do
I mean, I have the same things on my mind as you, but I'm not forgetting stuff.
You didn't have no hormones and had
that's
no
what I'm
baby.
Saying. It's the hormones.
Didn't carry
it's
baby.
Not just because you have stuff on
no,
your mind.
No, it literally affects you. No,
it's bad. It's got to be a hormone.
Yeah. Can't you tell?
Yeah. No comment. If any other listeners out there have experienced momnesia, feel free to let us know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are we done with momnesia?
Yeah,
so, hey, tip number two, watch out for momnesia. Get a journal and start writing stuff down.
Yeah, because you will forget.
Okay, tip...
Okay, you're doing tip three.
Oh, you can.
Mine, it's not a tip, really. It's just more of a...
You didn't say that every time.
Parenting changes things.
You having momnesia right now?
Well, fine. You do the next.
No,
tip,
go ahead. Parenting changes what?
Everything.
That's what we're talking
about. I was
about.
Thinking about grocery shopping because of our, you know, last few grocery shopping trips. I mean, it changes everything. Before
what are you talking
about? Before you could just run in the grocery store, get whatever you want. Now it's like a huge ordeal to go to the grocery store.
Oh, when you take the kids with
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
It's a huge ordeal when you take them anywheres.
I know, that's what I'm saying, anything, but I'm just saying grocery shopping is never the same again. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, so tip number three.
I mean, we got one topic.
Running errands is not easy. It's not easy just to like run to the post office when you got to strap in two kids in the car seat, and then you get to the post office, you got to unstrap them, carry them in, mail your package, strap them back in the car, drive home, unstrap them. Whereas before,
that part's not difficult.
It's just a pain.
No,
it's
not a pain.
It's kind of
a labor of love.
It's an annoyance of love.
But anyway, but that's just an observance. Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
It takes more time, and you kind of do things around their mood. So you go to the
grocery
store.
You're blending a bunch of stuff together.
Well, when you go to the grocery store, you're like praying they're going to be in good mood, not. Back Ariana sometimes.
Yeah, so
another
tip is you their moods can make or break a car trip in a second.
And they change, their moods change in a
oh,
second.
Oh yeah. Okay, my tip is that having kids takes up a tremendous amount of time. So if you have, I don't know, a second job, or you have hobbies, or you have other interests, or you have a social life, whatever, you have to take into account that a lot of that will have to be readjusted.
Yeah. But the amazing thing that I have found is back when we had just the one child, I thought, you know, there was no free time. Like, all our time was taken up. And that is going to be impossible having a second child. How will we do it and all that?
Where do we find the time?
Yeah, but there's obviously time.
Well, yeah, it's because the other one's older now, so they don't take up as much time.
Yeah, but, I mean, it works.
Yeah. So, for that tip, either you're going to have to give stuff up or sleep less.
Sleep less.
Which is what
that's,
I do.
That's one of my things, is that you'll never get to sleep like before either.
Yeah, there's no more sleeping in. Kiss it goodbye.
No sleeping in, no, yeah.
Yeah, no more sleeping in.
Wow, that sounds really positive for parents.
No, this is positive because people need to know these things so they can kind of plan.
Parenting is the best thing in my life, and this sounds so negative.
We'll get to the good stuff. Okay. Well, right now we're letting people know so when they do have their kids, they're not just slammed in the face with all this stuff and they freak out.
I hope they're not getting all their parenting information from us.
Well, if they are.
In case you haven't heard.
Well, yeah. If this is all new to you, you're going to be in trouble. A neat thing, which is pretty fun, but you also have to watch out for, is that once they get a little bit older, they will start copying you. Copying what you say and perhaps copying what you do. So you have to be careful what you say and how you act, because the kids will pick up on that. And how you treat other people, they see all that.
Yes, and I think that's a positive thing about parenting, because it makes you be a better person, because you know you got somebody shadowing you and watching everything you do, and they're so quick. So that's a positive thing.
It's a positive thing if you're the kind of parent that actually cares about that. Some parents don't.
Yeah.
Tip for that, be a good role model for your kids.
Yeah. There should be some kind of a test required before you become a parent.
Yeah, Sarah works for the Child Protective Services, so...
Yeah, there's lots of people having kids that have no business having kids, and they continue to have kids.
Sarah sees the some of the worst of humanity, and I get to draw cartoons.
Yeah. What a balance.
But I will say one thing that I didn't see coming at all was how much fun kids are. Now, when they're babies, they're not so much fun because they don't really do anything. They're fun to look at, I guess, but... Once they start walking and when they really start talking, man, it's just watching them grow and watching them develop and playing with them. And just Ariana has such a sense of humor that it's just so much fun that I didn't think it was going to be this much fun at all. Not at all.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, it's just so much fun. I didn't think it was going to be this much fun.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of that is what you put into it. You know, if you play with them and share their discoveries with them, it's a lot more fun than if you just
watch them. And a lot of parents do that. They don't put enough in, I don't think. But yeah, it's definitely the best thing, I think, in life. Yeah, it helps you. That's what I was going to have to say, too. Rediscover your being a child yourself.
That's my next one.
Oh, I thought you kind of covered it, so I was just going to get to that. Yeah.
No, that's good.
No, I mean, because it brings you back to that, and you do silly things too. Like, we do like dancing like crazy. We have our little dance-a-thons. And...
Yeah, and I've actually gone to work several times with my fingernails painted.
Yeah.
Hot pink.
He's a very good daddy. Very, very cute, hot pink fingernails.
I've gone to work with temporary tattoos all over my arms.
I have too. I've gone places, tattoos all over me. Awesome. But I thought it made me look tough, all the little fairy tattoos and Tinkerbells.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, nobody messes with the guy with fairy tattoos on his arm, let me tell you.
And pink nails.
And pink nails, so yeah.
Oh, you're a good daddy. You let her do all that, so. And she enjoys it, so. And that was another thing. I was like, we laugh all the time. It's like, yeah, because there's so much fun, just funny, and like.
Yeah.
You just laugh all the time. I mean.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
That's
very
something
funny.
People don't tell you about.
Yeah, people don't tell you that at all. A lot. It depends who you talk to. Some people are like us, and they enjoy it, and they just get everything they can out of it. And some people think kids are, you know, you have kids, and they need to grow up as fast as they can and get out of the house and get a job, and that's not what it's about at all. And if that's how you are, you're missing so much. You're missing the whole point.
Yeah.
So there, you're missing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think,
yeah. I will say, this goes with our thing earlier, it's almost impossible to watch a movie with kids unless you want to watch one of their movies. And even then, they run out.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, and it's...
Who lives in a pineapple.
So be prepared to watch movies you want to watch at 11 o'clock at night.
And learn all kinds of different theme songs and listen to them over and over and over.
I'd never seen SpongeBob till Ariana started watching it, and I freaking love it. That cartoon is so clever. And
you either love it or hate it, I think.
Well, if you hate it, you're not seeing the cleverness.
A lot of people think it's annoying.
Well, they're missing the fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's clever. The amount of work and artistry that goes into that cartoon is amazing.
And you're a cartoon artist?
Yes, I'm a cartoon artist. I draw cartoons. And so you get to watch a lot of kids' cartoons, which is great for me because I watch cartoons anyway all the time. You get to watch a lot of iCarly, which I have heard on other podcasts that other parents, like other guys, watch with their kids too, so I'm not the only one. And what else?
Cartoons.
You get to play Legos. You get to play with Play-Doh.
Dress up.
I haven't got to do that yet because none of her clothes fit me. She has tried to get me to wear a dress, but I don't have any that'll fit me. Otherwise, I'm sure I'd be wearing a dress to work. Tea parties. We play all kind of fun games. We wrestle, kind of. We play hide and seek. What else? They can sometimes be picky eaters, but... some adults are even worse, so that's not really that different.
No, and I think the other thing is the amount of love, yeah. Because I've always heard, yeah, there's no love like parents' love and all that, and you can't do anything bad enough to where a parent would stop loving you, you know, that kind of thing, but I never understood it. Got a tear in my eye right now.
Don't cry.
No, but it's true. There's just, I mean, there's no love, I think, stronger than that. Yeah, it's just like, you know, your children are, they're your heart, yeah, so... So that's another thing, like parenting, how it changes you. You worry about every little thing, especially in the line that I'm in, line of work right now. It makes me even more paranoid. I'd be paranoid in a way about their safety in today's world, but the stuff I see and hear about, I'm scared to even let her out of the house sometimes, so that's kind of bad. But
bringing it down, man. You're bringing it down. Let's bring it up.
My other thing was that there's so much besides just, you know, emotional love and all that. It's a physical just amount of hugs and kisses and...
Well, again, that depends on. Some parents shy away from that, and that's...
No, but there's... I mean,
not good.
Our
hug them.
I mean, we're...
Hug them. Don't stop hugging them. Yeah. Children need that affection. You need it, too.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't experience anything like that until you have a child. It's just, it's hard to explain until you actually have one.
I feel you.
And then they say the cutest things. Ariana had me in tears the other day because she told me, it was last week, just so sweet, was loving on me. And she says, I want to be like you, Mommy. I was like, oh, you know, just the things they say.
Yeah, they are sweet. And there's nothing like children as far as honesty. They will tell you what they see, and it's true, and it's from their eyes. They see things differently.
Yeah,
that
it makes you look at things differently, too.
Adults can be very jaded, cynical, pessimistic, and being around children, especially children who are happy and who come, you know, who are loved, they can open your eyes to see things that you just don't see because you're just so caught up doing your... normal day-to-day life, and you just get beat down or whatever, and...
But, yeah, I was laughing because... And then being so truthful and honest, that reminds me of Ariana, because it can also be, like, the most embarrassing moments in your life, too. They can bring out because they're so honest, but, yeah. Like, when I was pregnant, so Ariana just knew she's little. She was only, you know, two, and then she turned three, but... She knew Mommy had a big belly. Mommy had a baby in her belly. So then, like, I remember one time walking in the grocery store, and there was an overweight guy in the produce department or whatever. We walked by him, and he was trying to tell her hi or whatever. She's like, Mommy, that guy's got a big belly like you or whatever, you know. And then she'd see other ladies who were, you know, overweight or whatever, and she'd like, she's going to have a baby like you. And, you know, loud enough to where they could hear.
Yeah.
And you're just... Yeah, move along, Ariana.
Well, you know, I mean, the honesty of a child.
I know. Yeah, and you can't say anything. I mean,
well, you shouldn't say anything.
I know, but
I mean, no one should say anything. That lady shouldn't say anything because it's a child.
I know, but they feel embarrassed as well. Or like you're in the grocery store, like I was with Ariana a few weeks ago by myself, and we're in the produce department. All of a sudden, "Mommy, I gotta go poo poo."
Yeah, that's awesome.
"I gotta go poo poo," and I was by myself, so yeah. We had to stop it.
Yeah, she's done that. I'm not embarrassed when she does it.
I'm not embarrassed, but
when we went to the movie place at one time and there was an overweight guy and she walked by and he said hi or something. She goes, "He's got a big belly." And, you know, I mean, kids say stuff. Kids have honesty and they don't say things out of meanness. Do you have anything else? Any other parenting wisdoms to share?
No. Yeah, you're just worried constantly.
You do worry a lot.
Constantly about health and safety. And yeah, it's just
about the future.
Yeah.
I mean, things have changed so much from when we were a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, I'd ride my bike outside all day by myself. And now, you know, kids don't leave your sight.
No, I would never let her. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a loss for them. But, you know, that's how it is. And I wonder what's it going to be like, you know, when they have kids, you know, what's going to be.
It's scary.
But I will say it's kind of nice because where we live, I actually have seen quite a few kids riding their bikes in the neighborhood. And at first, when I see it, I'm like, "Oh man, that's awesome." So, you know, some kids still get to do it. And then my second thought is, in a way, that'd be my kid.
Yeah, I know. Say the same thing. I see them walk into the little, because elementary school's right down the street from us, or was, or whatever. But yeah, I see them walking over there and their little bikes and stuff. And like, "Oh yeah, I remember that," but no way I would let mine.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough being a parent. You got too many freaks out there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't have any other parenting advice.
That's all I have for tips. Now.
Hey, so if this is helpful for any of you,
holler back. I hope not. I hope you know about a little bit more about parenting, though.
Well,
this is more of an insider's look.
This is an insider's look at having kids.
It's the best thing. Talk about date nights. You can talk about date nights. How?
I would highly recommend that if you have one kid, it's easier. If you have two kids, it's a lot harder, or more than two kids. I would recommend having some sort of date night or whatever where you and the wife or you and the husband can go watch a movie or go eat or just talk or just do something without the kids just to sort of like reconnect, because during the week, it's all about work and it's all about the kids and it's all about taking care of, you know, whatever you got to take care of. And it's hard to just sit down with each other because you got kids. You know, that trying to make time to actually just do something together is important.
Yeah, I was going to say focus on each other when you have your little date nights, because I know it's hard even when you go out sometimes and then all you do is try to talk about the kids. So.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up. Well, that's going to be it for TupaCast parenting tips. If you'd like to email me, ChristopherTupa@hotmail.com. The website is ctupa.com. And good night.
Good night.
Good night! Oh, wow.
No, stop.
No, that's
do it right
awesome.
Right. No, I'll do number one.
No, that's awesome.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, come on.
No, let me do a normal one.
No, I'm leaving all that. You're just making it longer.
Stop it. Good night.
Good night.
Go to sleep, you little babe. 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 Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. You're a sweet little baby.
You're a sweet little baby.
You're a sweet little baby.
You're a sweet little baby.
Honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna